WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Move over, Texas and Kansas City. It's time for some Chicago barbecue. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Southside staple Lem's Barbecue recently won the America's Classics Award from the James Beard Foundation. Lem's has been open for 70 years and has played a huge role in creating the Chicago-style barbecue that we know and love today. It may not be as well known around the country as St. Louis or the Carolinas, but Chicago barbecue has a deep history. To learn more about it, we were joined by Gary Wiviot, pitmaster and author of the book Low and Slow, Master the Art of Barbecue in 5 Easy Lessons. We also spoke with Daniel Hammond, executive chef and owner of Smoky Soul Barbecue in the South Shore neighborhood. Gary started by describing what Chicago-style barbecue is.
Well, in my opinion, there's 3 distinct styles of barbecue in Chicago. The South Side, West Side style, which is epitomized by Lem's, is an aquarium smoker, which gets its name by tempered glass in the front so you can see through it like an aquarium. And then they're cooking over actual wood that they're keeping the temp down with a hose. You know, it's a real touch and feel type of thing. It's a real artist type of thing. And it's about 20, 24 inches over the fire. Typically tips, rib tips, hot links, usually made in-house, and occasional slab of spare ribs when you're feeling spendy.
Ah.
So they cook over the fire, and it cooks a lot quicker. It's, you know, it's kind of between low and slow and hot and fast, and you get a nice caramelized crust, and the meat is juicy, and it's usually a really simple rub like salt and pepper, and then a super simple barbecue sauce like some kind of generic barbecue sauce cut with some vinegar and honey. And it's absolutely delicious.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
And Lem's, Lem's has been around forever, and their hot links are magnificent.
Yeah. No, you're making me hungry just listening to that description, Gary.
Well, there's also Uncle John's, he's deceased. High Point Barbecue at 47th Street, which is a great type of barbecue also. Same style, aquarium smoker, you know, real pit master. You know, it takes a delicate touch to do this type of barbecue.
Right. I want to bring Chef Daniel in here. You were nodding as Gary sort of described that. You agree?
I wholeheartedly agree. There's so much more in that history. He did give a basis of what it truly was. And with that being said, a lot of that barbecue was bought from the Mississippi Delta and the Great Migration, both phases of the Great Migration between 1910 and 1970, from the African Americans. And to add to that, once you factor in the immigrants that came into Chicago that were not African American, so you had domestic immigrants, then you had international immigrants from the Greek community, the Italian community. They all came in and contributed to what Chicago barbecue is, because he did say there were 3 distinctive styles. And so you had the boiled barbecue of the sausages of the North Side with the Italians and the Greeks, the African Americans with their aquarium style and Delta style cooking. Which the aquarium smoker was meant to emulate the underground pits that they used to build down in Mississippi and in the Delta. So it's almost like a hot barbecue, but still smoky, you know? And so he's correct in every way.
Yeah. So how is this different from like what we know from Kansas City or Texas style barbecue?
I believe it's a matter of what's the delicacy here? You know, so Texas style, you tend to have particular cuts of meat, larger cuts of meat, with essentially a salt and pepper base. And so then you have Texas is brisket, you know, Kansas City is essentially ribs, Memphis is ribs. Kansas City is also known for their pork shoulder and things like that.
Yeah.
So you have distinctive styles, but in Chicago, with dealing with the Union Stockyards and that history as well, you had people who used to take the scraps. The African Americans took the scraps, which were the rib tips, which at the time were not considered a delicacy at all.
Right, right.
They were discarded. So Mr. Lemons from Lemons Barbecue and his brothers went and grabbed those rib tips, and then they went and made businesses out of them.
So we're going to make something out of this.
Throughout the Midwest. So then you have Mr. Argia Collins from Mumble Barbecue, who created the Mumble sauce, which also started here in Chicago, 1950. That's actually older than Lim's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Gary, as Daniel said there, there's some influence on the north side, just speaking about Chicago, and the south side that could vary here as far as the barbecue world goes. So talk more about that.
Well, first of all, I want to say that, is it possible he and I are brothers?
I was hoping so.
Because we seem to agree on quite a bit.
Yeah.
But the other style of barbecue is like I would call it a quality commercial style of barbecue, where you're using a Southern Pride smoker, but you're using it really well. Mm-hmm. And you're cooking, you know, an array of meats on the north side, not necessarily, you know, for, I don't know, you know, I guess to be blunt about it, to a clientele that's not really ever going, you know, south of Madison Avenue. And a really good example of that is a smoke barbecue over on Pulaski. He does a wonderful job with Southern Pride Smokers, and that's the third style of barbecue. You know, the Twin Anchors, the Gale Street, the Greeks, as Daniel said, like patio barbecue. Mm-hmm. You know, those are all either steam, boil.
Yeah.
And God forbid they use liquid smoke.
Gary, tell me about that aquarium smoker that Daniel mentioned.
Well, the aquarium smoker is exactly what he said. You know, it was originally meant to emulate, you know, the pit barbecue the South. And then what happened was, because you can't obviously have an open fire in a building. So what they did was they started building them. And the building of the smokers, there was a couple of key players. And they started in the 50s, you know, with Lems, and the design sort of evolved. And now it's metal, and then the aquarium part, the tempered glass slides back and forth.
Yeah.
And then there's like an opening at the bottom that you can open and close, and you take a hose, and you have a roaring fire of wood, and you keep it down with the hose. But like I said, it takes a delicate touch, because if you dampen the fire too much, you get creosote all over the meat.
Right, right.
If you let the fire get away from you, you burn the hell out of the product.
Yeah. Well, so what do you want to say, Chef?
Let me add, because I've worked on that said smoker. For me, it's impractical, but it could cook some very good barbecue. What you need to look out for, if you ever work on that smoker, is that high heat and that hose can cause that tempered glass to break.
Mm.
And I've seen it done.
Wow.
Yeah, so it takes a delicate touch.
What should we know, Daniel, about the community of pit masters here in this city?
Well, what I'm enjoying now, and I'm a part of this community, is the craft barbecue community, which you're taking the different styles from Texas, and as well as interloping them with Chicago style, with Kansas City, and you're getting the craft barbecue scene. Especially on the South Side, you have the surgeons of Chef Dominique Leach at Let's the Betty Smokehouse, Chef James Sanders at Sanders Barbecue, which are hot spots on the South Side now.
Yeah.
People are still standing in long lines at Limbs.
Yeah.
You're getting the long lines at Limbs.
And like I said, they just recently got that James Beard Award.
Correct. And even the lines are even longer now. But but now you're getting the craft barbecue sector, which people are looking for the brisket. They're looking for, which is my sector. They're looking for the brisket. They're looking for the ribs. They're looking for the pulled pork and the smoked chicken.
Yeah. Do you want to spread some Chicago barbecue love, Gary? Any places that you would love to shout out while we're here?
Well, I think Daniel just mentioned two terrific places. And, you know, I'd like to reemphasize that Lem's, you know, while it can be slightly inconsistent, when it's on, it's unbelievably good. And also Honey Wine Barbecue, which is not, yes, in my opinion, getting enough love on 47th Street in Bronzeville.
Agreed.
Yeah. You know what, Gary, why is Chicago barbecue not as popular nationally? That's what I'm struggling to figure out.
I've always wondered that, you know. I mean, for me, I mean, I'm retired now. You know, I ran a barbecue restaurant in Lincoln Park for almost 9 years, where it was extremely well received, Barn and Company. You know, I've written a couple of books, and, you know, a lot of people know me or knew me in the Midwest, but no one ever, you know, ever even whispered my name past a certain point, yeah, you know, geographically.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened. I think that people don't think of the Chicago style of barbecue, the aquarium smoker style of barbecue, as a legitimate style. I think they think of it as an evolution of the backyard style, which most certainly it is not. And also the craft barbecue scene, you know, I think that that's wonderful. I think, you know, people are mixing now, you know, Filipino influences with American style barbecue and, you know, every other type of nationality, Korean for sure.
Yeah. So, it's certainly unique. I would just love for it to get more shine. Your thoughts, Chef, as we close here?
I totally wholeheartedly agree. Again, at the end of the day, I believe that there is a niche. I believe that Chicago barbecue, essentially with the rib tips, hot link combination, is a niche product in the world of barbecue. Rib tips are not truly known outside of the Midwest to this level.
Yeah.
People are just starting to pick that up.
Yeah.
So now you have where the Chicago the spots here are actually doing what the nation is doing as well. Speaking of smoked barbecue, Barry from Smoked Barbecue said that we are not a barbecue city, we're a culinary city that likes barbecue.
Yes.
There's
the difference.
Yeah. And
right there.
It's a difference, but I think that it, for me, I own a catering business, and my goal is to say, I want to put Chicago history on the plate. And my goal is to say, look, we have a style, and our style is an amalgamation of different cultures.
Right.
Just like our city, our people.
A melting pot.
Yeah, we're a melting pot.
I got to leave it there. Daniel Hammond is the executive chef and owner of Smoky Soul Barbecue in South Shore. And Gary Wiviot is a pitmaster and author of the book Low and Slow, Master the Art of Barbecue in 5 Easy Lessons. Thank you both so much. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and mixed by Micah Yasin. It was edited by Daniel Tucker. For more great conversations about food, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and check back each week. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.